Mais trop cool. Ouais, c'est vrai que là.
Father, Father, in Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercies. Thank you for your power that is working great things in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for your helps we have received in so many ways. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for great interventions we have received from you. Thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for your promises that are coming to pass in our lives. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your strength that is working in us, making us to go through this fasting program correctly. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the strength you have given to us to pray according to your will. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the strength to do the fasting and to be able to pray fervently. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for those prayers you have already answered. Thank you, Lord, for the prayers you will still answer. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for your presence and your instructions and your directions and guidance that we get every day through your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. I ask, O Lord, that as we would be spending time in your presence, even now, O Lord, minister to everyone. Let your mighty hand come upon everyone in this meeting. Let your Holy Spirit fall upon everyone. Let us be revived by your Spirit. Let us be strengthened by your Spirit. Let us be transformed by your Spirit. And let your will prevail as we pray. Thank you, Father, because we know you will do even beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. I believe that as we will come call on the name of the Lord in this prayer session tonight, the Lord will answer. The heavens will open and mighty miracles will happen in the name of Jesus. We are going to worship God with songs before we begin to pray prayer points. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered, let God arise, let his enemies be scattered, let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let God arise. Let God arise. Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let God arise. We are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord, for all you have done for us. We are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord. Hallelujah, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful, oh Lord. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory, we give you honor. Blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord. God, singing blessed be the name, hallelujah, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord, hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. He's alive, amen. He's alive. Jesus, he's alive. Forever, he's alive. Amen. He's alive. Amen. In our lives, Jesus, he's alive. Forever, he's alive. Amen. In your life. Amen. In my life, Jesus, he's alive. Forever, he's alive. Amen. In your life, amen. In my life, Jesus, he's alive. Forever he's alive. Amen. Savior, he can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation, he rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Savior, Savior, he can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you, we praise your name, we praise your name, Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. Sing it. Jehovah, we praise. Lion of Judah, Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you. I will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. I will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting, Jesus, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. Come down, O Lord, and manifest your power. Come down, O Lord, and manifest your power. Come down, Jesus, manifest your power. Come down, O Lord, and manifest your power in this place. As we pray, Lord, manifest your power. Come down, O Lord, and manifest your power. Jesus, you are here. Savior, you are here. Holy Ghost, you are here. You are here for us. Jesus, you are here. Savior, you are here. Holy Spirit, you are here, you are here for us. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Hallelujah, oh hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh Lord, we praise you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we praise you. God, we praise you. God, we praise you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we praise you. You are the mighty man in baptism. Hell shall die. You are the mighty man in baptism. Jehovah the sea. You are the mighty man in baptism. Hell shall die. You are the mighty man in baptism.
Glory to your name.
You are the mighty man in baptism. Hell shall die. You are the mighty man in baptism. Jehovah Nissi, you are the mighty man in baptism. Oh Lord, hell shall die. You are the mighty man in baptism. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Begin to worship him. Worship him. Glorify him. Praise him. Adore him. Magnify him. Worship his majesty. Worship the King of Israel. The Lord of hosts. The Alpha and Omega. The one who was and is and is to come. The beginning and the ending. The first and the last. Worship the King of Israel. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Lord of Hosts, worship him. Worship him. He is before all things, and by him all things consist. He is the power holding all things together. Worship him. Praise him. There is nothing impossible with him. There is none higher than him. There is none greater than him. There is none mightier than him. Worship him. Worship him. Worship him. Praise him. We bless you, Jesus. We bless you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. Thank you for all that you are doing in our lives. Thank you for all that you have done. Thank you for your presence and power. Thank you for your grace and strength. Thank you for your touch. Thank you for your interventions. Thank you, Lord, for your peace that fills our hearts. Thank you for your everlasting joy that springs in our hearts and minds. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. We worship your majesty. We worship your majesty. For there is nothing you cannot do. You have freely given us so much. So much. We worship you, Lord. You have helped us. You have blessed us. You have filled us. You have empowered us. You have transformed us. You have visited us. You have liberated us. You have healed us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You have honored us. Blessed be your holy name. You have protected us. We worship you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises and thanks. Amen. Amen. We are going to thank God a lot tonight. We are going to thank God a lot tonight because he has been so good. You're going to say, Father, thank you for all you have done in me. Thank you for all that you have done in my spirit. Thank you for all that you have done in my soul. Thank you for all that you have done in my body. Thank you for doing your will in me. Thank you for having your way in me. Open your mouth and begin to thank God like that. For as many of us that have been consistent with praying the fasting prayer points, there is a lot God is doing in us. There is a lot God has done in us. For as many of us that have been serious with the fasting and prayers, a lot have happened inside of us. A lot. So open your mouth and begin to thank God for that. Say, Father, thank you for so much you have done in me. So much you have done in my spirit. So much you have done in my soul. So much you have done in my body. Thank you, Jesus, for doing your will in me. Thank you, Jesus, for having your way in me. Thank you, Jesus, for doing your works in me. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you have done. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jesus, for great things you have done in me, for your mighty works you have done in me. Thank you, Jesus, for how you touched me. Thank you, Jesus, for how you visited me. Thank you, Jesus, for how you delivered me. Thank you, Jesus. Continue to thank him. Continue to thank him. Continue to thank him. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have given thanks. Amen. Amen. You are still going to thank God. There are one thing that I am so sure of, is that God is giving you more than you have asked from him. What God is doing for us in this season is more than what we are asking him to do. I am so sure of that in my spirit. The answers God is giving to your prayers is more than what you are saying in those prayers. Yeah, that's the best way I can describe what God is doing for us at this time. So you're going to say, Father, thank you for giving me more than I have asked for. You're going to say, Father, thank you for giving me more than I am asking. More than I have asked. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, thank you. Thank you for doing for me much more than I asked. Much more than I prayed for. Much more than my requests. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I believe you're thanking him. Thank you for doing in me beyond my expectations. Thank you for doing for me beyond my expectations. Thank you for a lot you have released into my life that is far beyond what I asked for. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to thank God again. You're going to say, Father, thank you for your presence that surrounds me. Your powerful presence, your victory presence. Thank you, Lord, for how you have surrounded me with your presence to do mighty things in my life. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. There's a presence of God that is always around you. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to thank Him for that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your presence. Your powerful presence. Your victory presence that have surrounded my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for surrounding me with your presence, so that by your presence you can do mighty things in my life. So that by your presence you can do mighty works as I pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, open the eyes of my heart. Open the eyes of my spirit to see wondrous things in your kingdom. To see wondrous things in you. Wondrous things about you. Oh Lord, open the eyes of my heart. Open the eyes of my heart. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, open the eyes of my spirit. Open the eyes of my heart to see wondrous things. Wondrous things. Wondrous things. You have in you to see wondrous things in your kingdom. To see wondrous things you have always wanted to show me. Great things you have always wanted me to know about your personality, about your fullness, about your nature, about your kingdom. Oh Lord, open the eyes of my heart to see them in the name of Jesus. Open the eyes of my heart. Continue to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, open the eyes of my heart. Open the eyes of my spirit to see wondrous things that are in you. Wondrous things that are in your realm. Wondrous things that are in your kingdom. Deep things. Open my eyes to see them. Open my eyes to know them. Open my eyes to understand them. In the name of Jesus. Open my eyes, O Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. Open the eyes of my spirit to discern the deep things of you, O Lord. The deep things of your kingdom, the mysteries in you, to understand and discern the mysteries in you, the mysteries in your word, the mysteries in your kingdom. kingdom. O Lord, open the eyes of my heart. Enlighten my understanding. Now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, I receive grace. Beyond what my physical eyes can see. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, I receive grace to see beyond what my physical eyes can see, to know beyond what my human brain, human mind can know. I receive grace to see beyond, to see what lies beyond, what lies beyond this dimension. I receive grace right now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, I receive grace. I receive grace. I receive grace to see beyond what my physical eyes can see. I receive grace to know beyond what my human mind can know, what my human senses can know. O Lord of hosts, open my eyes. Give me grace. Give me grace. In the name of Jesus, give me the grace, O Lord. 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 The grace to see beyond what the human eyes can see. What my physical eyes can see. The grace to know beyond what my human understanding can know. What my human mind can know. Oh Lord, give me that grace. I receive the grace now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You need to understand that what we can't see with those physical eyes that is in our head is more than what we are saying. What you can't see is more than what you can see. Yeah, there's a lot you are not seeing. A lot you are not seeing. And your life would be better than this if only you can see them. I know what I'm talking about. There's a lot you are not seeing. There's a lot Christians are not seeing, and their lives would have been so much better and glorious if only they can see those things. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, give me spiritual eyes what my eyes cannot see. Give me spiritual eyes that can see what my eyes have not seen all these years. What I've not been able to see all these years that I've been a Christian. Oh Lord, give me the eyes that can see those things. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. There are realms in the spirit world, in the spiritual world, that only if you have the eyes that can see those realms, that you'll be able to see those realms. I mean, only those that have the kind of eyes that can see into those realms can actually see into those realms. So, oh Lord, give me spiritual eyes that can see those things I have not been able to see. All this while I have known you. All this while I have been a Christian. All this while I have been praying and fasting. All this while I have been studying the Word of God. Oh Lord, give me eyes that can see the things I've not been able to see up to now. Give me the spiritual eyes that can see those things. Give me the spiritual eyes that can discern those things. Thank you, Lord. The eyes to see into the realms of the Spirit, into the realms in the spiritual world. The eyes to discern the realities that are beyond this physical reality. Oh Lord, give me those eyes now. In the name of Jesus. The eyes to see into the realms of your kingdom. The eyes to see into the realms of your operations on earth. The eyes to see into the realms of your angels on earth. Oh Lord, give me those eyes right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you know, we are so ignorant of many things as Christians. Many of us are so ignorant. Now, do you think when it is only you in your room, in the room, I mean physically, when it is just you in the room, do you think you are the only one there? Yeah. Physically, you think it's just you and the chair you're sitting on or the bed or all the physical things in the room. You think it's just you alone in that room. Don't be deceived. You are not the only one in the room. We are not the only one in this world. Yeah. There are invisible creatures, invisible networks, invisible beings, and they are real. So don't let anyone deceive you. In your room, you are not the only one there. Yeah. There are more in this earth than human beings, than physical things you can see. There are more creatures in this world than the things we see, than those we see. In fact, those ones are even more than us. The beings and the creatures that are invisible, in this earth, they are more than the things and the beings that are visible. Yeah. So this is one of the reasons why your eyes must be opened. Because majority of what is happening in the earth and what is happening to humans have been determined by these beings we are not seeing. Yeah. So this is one of the reasons why your eyes must see beyond the physical. Because those that are controlling this world, they are invisible. They are not visible. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, expose to me every creature of darkness hiding in the air, hiding in the atmosphere, to afflict me, to oppress me. Oh Lord, expose them by fire. Expose them by fire. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Nihashte etesustene bashadigala. Nihishte tetashadabagala. Expose them by fire. Every invisible creature of darkness hiding in the hay, hiding in my environment, hiding around me, following me about, to oppress my life, to control the affairs of my life, to afflict my life. Oh Lord, expose them by fire. Right now, in the name of Jesus, expose them, expose them, expose them, expose them, expose them. Mahashta tetam de jushelea. Expose them now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to pray? There's some demons that we call standby demons. Standby demons. That is, they are always there. Yeah. We have monitoring demons. I believe you know that. So these ones, they don't just stay in a particular place. They are able to follow you about anywhere you go. They are there, monitoring, capturing everything that is going on. And as they are capturing those things, they are transmitting it to their base, to their headquarters, to their realms. As they are capturing what is going on, they are sending messages and information to those powers and principalities and rulers of darkness and satanic people or witchcraft people that have sent them to watch over your life. Yeah, those ones are monitoring spirits. But we have standby demons. So these ones, they just stay there. They just come and stay in your environment. They just come and stay in your room or in your kitchen or in your toilet or in your bathroom or in your living room. They just come and stay there. So their work is just to stay there, because their presence begin to do many things. Just their presence in that place they are staying, that is all that is needed. So once they are present there, then you just notice that many things are not moving forward. You just discover that you are not always happy. You are always confused. You are always depressed. Always thinking about stuff that have no benefit. Yeah. These standby demons does that. In fact, standby demons, they can block transactions from going successful. Yeah, like maybe someone is going to send you some money. Standby demons can make sure that money doesn't enter into your account. And the person over there will keep trying to send the money to you, and the money will just not go. Yeah, a lot of things they do. You want to make phone call, standby demons can make sure that there's no network for you to make that phone call, because they know what will happen after you make the call. Or you want to do something, standby demons will make you forget that you're supposed to do that thing. Yeah. I'm telling you, the realities in the unseen world, in the invisible world. So you're going to pray, you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let fire fall from heaven upon every standby demon in my environment that is enforcing evil to happen in my life continuously. Let fire fall upon them and uproot them from my life, from my environment. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, let fire fall. Let fire fall. Let fire fall. Hashtag Ketendebadha. Let fire fall from heaven upon every standby devil that is sitting or standing in my environment, sitting or staying in my toilet, in my bathroom, in my kitchen, in my living room, in my bedroom, to enforce evil. Fire of God, consume them now, uproot them now, in the name of Jesus. Every standby demon in my life, in my environment, that is always there to ensure that nothing good happens to me, that is always there to ensure that no blessing come in into my life, that is always there to ensure that I don't move forward, fire of God fall upon them right now in the name of Jesus. I believe you're praying. Fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot them now from my life, from my environment, right now in the name of Jesus. Every standby demon that is positioned in my life, positioned in the environment of my life, to ensure that nothing good happens in my life, to ensure that I keep getting weak and sick and sad and sorrowful, fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot them now. Uproot them now from my life, from my environment, now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still going to repeat that prayer. You're going to still raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the hunger of God consume every standby demon in my life and environment of my life, to stop the will of God from happening in my life. Let the hunger of God consume them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Mahashde enete sharvela. The hegete bahashda. Right now, let the hunger of God consume every standby devil, every standby demon in my life and in the environment of my life that is there to stop the will of God from happening in my life. Let the hunger of God consume them. Anger of God consume them. May hashte de teshude galabala. Ne hande de tashada. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying. Let the hunger of God consume them. Every standby demon that is within the place of the place where I walk, that is within my working place, that is within the place where I do business, that is within the place that I live, the environment that I live, to stop the will of God from happening. Let the hunger of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You need to know that there are some things that is happening in your life that is not being that is not being caused by the people you are blaming. Yeah, I realize that many Christians, they are easy to blame people, or blame some people as the cause of their problems. Yeah, most times the people you are blaming, the people you are pointing finger to, that these are the people, these are the witches afflicting my life. These are the witches oppressing my life. Most times they are not actually the problem. Yeah, most times they are not actually the problem. Yeah, even if they happen to be the one the devil is using. Sometimes even those people don't know why they do what they do. Yeah, sometimes even those people, they are victims themselves. Though you are blaming them, but they themselves, they are under the influence of a darkness they cannot control. Yeah. So then why not target the real darkness and just leave those people you are blaming? Why not target the real cause? The real cause of your problems. You're going to pray that the Lord will open your eyes. to see the mystery behind the limitations in your life, the troubles in your life. Because when you know the mystery, then you have won already. Because all you need to do is just to take authority. And then you will have the victory. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, open my eyes or reveal to me the mysteries behind the limitations in my life, the mysteries behind the captivities in my life, the problems in my life, the troubles in my life. It could even be you that is the mystery. It could be you are the one causing those things. Yeah, you just need God to show you. It could be something you are not doing that is causing those things. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, reveal to me the mysteries behind my troubles, my present troubles, my present problems, my present limitations. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, reveal to me the mystery behind my long-term problem. The mystery behind my limitations. The mystery behind my sickness that I've refused to go. The mystery behind my captivities, the mystery behind my oppressions and afflictions and poverty. Holy Spirit, reveal to me that mystery. Expose to me that mystery now. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, expose them. Expose them. Ne bahasha da katashta da la. Ne tihende teshusiana. Bahashtuna heglihada shada. Reveal to me the mystery now. Reveal to me the mystery now. The mystery behind my stagnation. Why I have not moved forward for a long time. Why the project I ought to have completed, I've remained like that for years, uncompleted. Holy Spirit, reveal to me the mystery behind that. In the name of Jesus, the mystery behind why my family have to suffer. Holy Spirit, reveal the mystery to me now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. As I was saying, the things we are not seeing as Christians are more than the things we see. They are more than the things we have seen. And many of us are not moving forward because of these things we can't see. Just an exposition from God, a revelation from God, can really shoot up your life to the place of greatness. there are things you are not seeing. I know what I'm talking about. I am where I am today, and I am who I am today because of how much I have seen. I have seen a lot. A lot. Yeah. You're going to pray. There is something or there are things you are not seeing, and you need to see them for your greatness to appear, for your victory to appear. There is something you are not seeing. I don't know where those things are. Maybe it's in your Bible that you have on your table, that you always have with you all this while, but you can't see what will liberate you that is in the Bible. I don't know what that thing is, but you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, the things I must see, the things I must know, the things I must encounter for my life to transform completely. Oh Lord, show them to me. Reveal them to me. There is something you are not seeing. I am so sure in my spirit that there is something you are not seeing. And once you see them, you can never remain the same. Say, oh Lord, the things I must see for my life to become who you want me to be, for me to become the person you want me to be. Oh Lord, show them to me. Show them to me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Ne hash de ketishere wala. Mahasa shande geshida. Tejiste hala dagala. Oh Lord, show me those things. The things I must see. The things I must know. The things I must experience. The things I must encounter. The things I must touch. For my life to transform completely. But how can you touch what you cannot see? You have to see it first before you will touch it. So there are things we must see, things we must touch. Say, oh Lord, show them to me. Show them to me. I want my life transformed. I don't want to remain as I have always been. Oh Lord, show them to me. 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 Jesus, show them to me. Jesus, show them to me. Jesus, show them to me. The things I must see for my life to transform completely. For me to become who you say I am. Show them to me, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Don't be deceived. God is able to show you these things we are talking about. God is able to show you these things. is so easy for him to do. So don't be deceived to think, how can my eyes just open? And then I begin to see the invisible. How can it happen? Is it possible? It is too easy for God to do. It is just a touch from God. That is it. And you begin to see what he wants you to see. You're going to raise up your right hand. There are revelations of God you need to see. Revelations of Jesus, of who Jesus is. Yeah, that was where God started from when he was showing me things. God started from showing me himself, who he is, so that I can know him beyond the letters, beyond the book, beyond what the Bible says he is, so that I can know him with experience. And so I began to see him as he is. As he is. You need to see him as he is. You need to grow beyond head knowledge of who he is. You need to get to the spiritual knowledge of who he is. Experiential knowledge of who he is. In that way, your faith will transform. When that happens, your faith in God will produce unimaginable results. So you are going to pray. You need to know him as he is. You need the revelations of Jesus. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, I am ready. Begin to show me revelations of Jesus Christ. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, I am ready. Begin to show me revelations of Jesus Christ. Revelation of who Jesus is. I want to know more than what people say he is. I want to know beyond what is written about him. I want to know him in person. Holy Spirit, show me the revelations of who Jesus is. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. How will you walk with him if you don't know him as he is? How will you walk with him? How can you please him if you don't know him as he is? So Holy Spirit, begin to show me revelations of Jesus Christ. Revelations of Jesus Christ. Revelations of Jesus Christ. Revelations of who Jesus is, I want to know him. I want to know him by experiences. I want to know him with my spirit. I want to touch him. I want to hear from him. Holy Spirit, give me revelations of Jesus Christ. I want to know his personality. I want to know his nature more than what is written. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, I'm not trying to say that the Bible is not enough to reveal God to us and to help us walk with God. Of course, the Bible is enough. Yeah, but there is something the Bible wants you to have. Even the Bible itself, the message of God in the Bible wants you to have something, so that you will be able to understand the Bible better, so that you'll be able to preach it better. Yeah, so there is something the Bible is calling you to experience. Yeah, because without that, the mission of the Bible will not be fulfilled in your life. The purpose why God gave us the Bible will not be fulfilled. Yeah, so there is something we must have. Then the Bible begins to the Bible begins to become so interesting, and you begin to share the Word of God with power. You begin to apply the Word of God and speak the Word of God with great faith, that would produce great results, because you have that thing that the Bible wants you to have. So the question is, what is that thing that even the Bible wants you to have? So that the Bible can fully fulfill its assignment. What is that thing that even the Bible wants you to have? I have said it. The Bible wants you to know God. Deeply. Yeah. The Bible wants you to know the person that wrote the scriptures. Yeah. Spirit of God wants you to know Him who wrote the Scriptures. In so doing, the Scriptures will be able to produce life in your life. Yeah, but many of us don't care about knowing God deeply. Yeah, and that is why sometimes we misunderstand and even misinterpret the Bible, because we don't know God. We don't know Him as He is. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, use everything in my life to communicate the personality of God to me. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, use everything in my life. Use the situations in my life, the events in my life, to communicate the personality of God to me, to show me who God is. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. That is what the Bible wants you to know. Who God is. Who God is. Practically. Say, Holy Spirit, use everything going on in my life. Everything happening in my life. To communicate the personality of God to me. The nature of God to me. The mind of God to me. Use every situation in my life, every event in my life, to reveal God to me. In the name of Jesus, I want to know God beyond the letters. I want to know God in person. I want to know God in person. I want to know Jesus in person as He is. Holy Spirit, use everything in my life to reveal God to me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. One thing about the knowledge of God is the fact that you are not far from the knowledge of God. Yeah, we are not far from the knowledge of God. Why? Because we are inside of God. And He is inside of us. We are inside of Him, and He is inside of us. So knowing Him is not difficult. Because in your spirit, God is there. In your soul, God is there. In your body, God is there. And also, your spirit, your soul and body, they are also inside of God. And so knowing Him is not difficult. Yeah, it's just like you knowing your room that you are inside. Is it difficult? Of course not. Yeah, or knowing the heartbeat, the way your heart beats, is not difficult. You just need to touch your chest area and you can feel your heartbeat. Yeah, so that is how knowing God is. God is so close to His creatures. Yeah. He is in us. And we are in Him. So to know Him, it's so easy. So you're going to pray. There's a darkness that don't want people to know God. That darkness don't want even the children of God to know God. Because devil knows that you knowing God is doomed. Devil knows that he is doomed the day you begin to know God personally. Yeah. And in Daniel chapter 11, I think verse 32, it was telling us that the people that do know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. So devil is scared of you knowing God personally and closely and intimately, because he knows that once you begin to know God like that, he cannot conquer you. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, consume every darkness stopping me from knowing my God. Every darkness deceiving me from knowing my God. Every darkness preventing me from knowing my God. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. Devil is using lies. Lies. Deception to stop people from knowing God. Lies. See, every darkness stopping me from knowing God as He is, be consumed by fire of the Holy Ghost right now in the name of Jesus. Every darkness blocking me from knowing God intimately, just as I can know myself and touch myself, just as I can know my heart and feel my heartbeat, every darkness that don't want me to know God that way, let the fire of the Holy Ghost consume them now. In the name of Jesus, every darkness preventing me from knowing God closely and intimately be consumed by fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You see, a time is coming, and in fact, we are in that time already, where the only thing that will keep you in faith, the only thing that will keep you in Jesus is the personal knowledge of God you have. The personal knowledge of Jesus that you have. Yeah, because in that time, they would show many things. I'm talking about the world system and the world rulers. They would show many things that would even this, you know, that would I don't know the right word to use, that would devalue and discredit the Bible. They would show many things. Yeah. They would show many things. I mean, face to face, they would demonstrate a lot of things, a lot of signs, a lot of wonders to convince people that the Bible is nothing, and that there is nothing written in the Bible as miracles or signs and wonders that they cannot produce or reproduce. So they would, and they will produce those things. I don't know if I've mentioned it before, that a time is coming that all the miracles that we celebrate in churches today, oh, the lame person suddenly rose up and start walking. The blind eyes is open and the eyes can now see. Cancer has disappeared. You can list those miracles that we celebrate today in the church. A time is coming that the rulers of the world and the people in science and technology, they will be able to produce exactly those miracles. I don't know if I've mentioned it here before. They will be able to do the same thing, and even do it in a more professional way. And a lot of people will be convinced that the Bible or Jesus or God is not that special. So great wickedness is coming. And the only thing that will keep you and your children in the faith at that time is your personal knowledge of God. So many people whose faith is just in miracles, signs and wonders, who don't know God personally, at that time, they will lose their faith and salvation. Yeah. because they are only following God for miracles and signs. And now some people, at that time some people would come and then they would tell them, all these things you are going about looking for in churches, we can do just exactly the same. Yeah, so you just need to just follow us and believe this system. That's all. So you're going to pray. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to grow in knowing you so that I will be able to stand in faith. You're going to say, Father, help me to grow in knowing you. Some of you, your knowledge of God is too shallow, too low, too shallow, and you are just comfortable like that. When that time comes, the time I've just told you about, this your shallow knowledge of God will not be able to save you. When that time comes, yeah, it will not be able to save you. You're going to say, Father, help me to grow in knowing you so that I'll be able to stand strong in faith in perilous times, in evil days. Help me to grow in knowing you. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, help me to grow. Help me to grow. Help me to grow. Help me to grow. Forget about all these things you are looking, you are running after. Seek God. Seek God. Seek to know God. Forget about all these distractions you are running after. Oh Lord, help me. Help me to grow in knowing you so that I will be able to stand strong in faith in the evil days. Help me to grow strong. Help me to grow in knowing you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. As close as God is to you, there is something that is in you that don't want you to know God. There is something in you that don't want you to know God. And the Bible calls the name of that thing the flesh. Yeah. And the reason why the flesh don't want you to know God is because the flesh knows that he must die before you can know God. That is why your flesh don't want you to know God. Then what is the flesh? The flesh is your cravings, your carnal desires, selfish interests, your pride, your lust. Those are the flesh. Everything that has to do with you, what you want, what you desire, what you want to achieve, what you want to become, what you want to enjoy, they all have to do with the flesh. So they become a problem. Those things become a problem when God demands that they die, when God demands that you give them up, you cut them off, you separate from them, that is when they become a problem. So the flesh is the embodiment of your self, and the desires in yourself that God wants to die. I mean, that God demands that they must die. The desires in you, the cravings in you, that the Word of God and God and the Kingdom of God demands that they die. Because they are of the devil, because they are of the darkness. Yeah, so those works of the flesh, they don't want you to know God. Because every time you get close to God, God begins to expose them. God begins to say, look at that pride there. Remove it. Look at that hunger there. Remove it. Look at that bitterness there. Remove it. Look at that lust there. Remove it. So God will always have problem with the flesh. Because God wants it dead. It's an enemy of God. And because the flesh knows that him and God cannot be together. So the flesh, you don't want you to know God. Your flesh, your carnal desires, your worldly desires, they don't want you to know God. And except they die, you can't know God. Many Christians think they can keep the flesh and also have God at the same time. It doesn't work. It's not possible. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I give up my flesh to be crucified. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I give up my flesh to be crucified so that God can have his way in me, so that God can live in me, so that I can know him. I give up my flesh to be crucified. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, I give up my flesh to be crucified so that my spirit can be free to know God, so that my spirit can be free to touch God, so that my spirit can be free to embrace God. I give up my flesh to be crucified in the name of Jesus. I believe you're praying like that. The question is, what controls your thoughts on daily basis, much of what you think on daily basis, do they have to do with heaven? This is how you know if you are in the flesh or not. Check your thoughts. Much of what you think about every day, what do they point to? All that you think about, where do they point to? Do they point up? Do they point toward heaven? Do they point toward God? If they always point toward you, everything you think about, everything you reason about, if they are always pointing toward you, then you are in the flesh. Then you are living for the flesh. Then you can never know God. Say, I give up my flesh to be crucified so that I can know God, so that God can live in me, so that God can have his way in me. The problem is not with God. The problem is with you. It has never been God's problem revealing himself to his children. It has always been we, the children, blocking God out of our lives by clinging to the flesh, by obeying the flesh, by loving the flesh, by serving the flesh. The problem has always been humans. It has never been God. Say, I give up my flesh to be crucified so that my spirit man can be free to know God, to see God, to touch God, to embrace God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. You know, in Matthew chapter 5, verse 8, the Bible says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. You know, we have been praying a lot about enlightenment, about we receiving eyes from God, about we seeing the invisible. And I must mention that your heart must be pure. If you will see into the realms that are pure, God is in a realm that is pure. God's angels, they are in realms that are pure. So, and you can't see them. You can't even discern those realms if you are not pure. Don't let anyone deceive you. You must be pure to see a pure God. You must be holy to see and encounter a holy God. The name of the Spirit Jesus gave us is the Holy Spirit. Take note of that. Jesus gave us what? He gave us the Holy Spirit. So if you are not holy, You cannot walk with the Holy Spirit. Don't let anyone deceive you. There are so many spirits out there. So some people can claim that they have the Holy Spirit. They hear from the Holy Spirit. They are being led by the Holy Spirit. And yet, they tell you that you don't have to be holy. They enjoy the Holy Spirit every day. Run from those people. Run from those people. They tell you that the Holy Spirit is their very close friends, and yet they are not living a pure life. They don't have a pure heart. Run from them. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I acknowledge that without purity and without true purity and true holiness, I cannot see you. I cannot know you. Oh Lord, help me to keep a pure heart, to maintain a pure heart. Help me, O Lord. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Spirit we have received from Him is Holy Spirit, is a Holy Spirit. How can we know Him with a dirty heart? How can we be close to Him with a polluted mind? Oh Lord, help me. Oh Lord, help me to keep a pure heart. Help me, Lord, to maintain a pure heart. Help me, Lord, to sustain a pure heart so that I can know you as you are. Help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have just 4 more prayer points. And then we'll round off the session. I don't know if I've said it before, if I've mentioned it before, that the prayers I pray to come to a place where I live in purity before God are far more than the prayers that I prayed to have breakthroughs, to have victory over, you know, witchcraft, victory over principalities, the powers of darkness, prayers for success, prayers for whatever kind of prosperity you can think of. The prayers that I prayed to have a pure heart and to sustain a pure heart before God always. They're one of the most serious prayers I have prayed in my life. Have you ever thought of going into, I'm giving you an example. Have you ever thought of going into 50 days fasting just because you notice that you are still proud? Just because you notice that there's still hunger in you. And then you say, I'm going on 50 days fasting for this pride to die forever. For this anger to die forever. For this worldliness to die forever. Have you ever thought of that? Or have you seen people like that who are so conscious of the state of their hearts before God? People who are so conscious of the state of their minds before God. And they are ready to pray until they receive the grace to live in perpetual purity before God. Have you met people like that? Yeah. I'm just telling you that I started like that. Yeah, and that is how I got to where I am today in my walk with God. Yeah, so before you pray for financial blessings, before you pray for prosperity, before you pray against witches and wizards, before you pray against demons, have you prayed that God will help you to have inward purity? Inward purity. How much prayers have you prayed for that miracle to happen inside of you? For those miracles that happens only in the soul. How much have you prayed for deliverance from hatred, bitterness, unforgiving heart? How much have you prayed to be delivered from pride, disobedience, lust, arrogance, self-centeredness? How much prayer have you prayed? I know the prayers I prayed. Yeah, you think those darkness will just leave you like that? They are the strongest darkness of all. They are stronger than principalities. The darkness in your soul, the darkness of your flesh is stronger than Satan himself. I don't know if anyone has told you that. How much prayers have you prayed? If you love God, you will pray those prayers. Because I found out that thing will not make me show my love for God. I said, all right, that thing must die. I did not stop until those things died. You are going to pray. We have just four more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let every darkness in my soul that is not letting me enjoy your presence, that is not letting me enjoy your glory, that is not letting me enjoy enjoy intimacy with you. Oh Lord, let them be uprooted. Let them be uprooted. Let them be uprooted. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. When this darkness go, you will enjoy your Christian life. That is when you will really enjoy your Christian life. When the darkness in the soul is defeated. Say, oh Lord, uproot the darkness within me. The darkness created by self, created by flesh inside of me, that is not letting me enjoy you, enjoy your glory, enjoy your presence, enjoy your power. Lord, let that darkness die in the name of Jesus. Let the darkness die in the name of Jesus. Let the darkness die in the name of Jesus. I want to begin to enjoy the beauty of Christianity. I want to begin to enjoy the glory of your kingdom. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have 3 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, fill me with the spirit of faith that is not going to give up until I see your interventions, until I see your visitations, until I experience your encounters. Oh Lord, fill me with faith as I continue in this fasting. Say, oh Lord, fill me with faith that will make me refuse to give up until I experience a touch from you. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Persistency in prayer has a lot to do with faith. The fact that you know that God is able to grant your request, and then you refuse to stop praying until you get it. That is faith. Say, oh Lord, fill me with the spirit of faith. It's possible to pray without faith. Say, oh Lord, fill me with the spirit of faith to never stop praying. To never stop praying. Some people will say, I said the same thing yesterday. Must we keep on saying the same thing? Must we keep on repeating the same prayer points? I think God have had enough. Let me just go and rest. That means you want to give up. That is not faith. If you have faith, you will not stop asking. Because we must bring heaven down in this fasting season. So, O Lord, fill me with the spirit of faith that would not be tired of praying until I begin to see changes. God has promised that things will change in your life. God has promised that things will change in our lives during this fasting. And only those of us that will not get tired, only those of us that refuse to give up, refuse to stop asking, will receive that promise. Say, oh Lord, fill me with faith to not stop praying until my life turn around. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, I refuse to embrace and accommodate distractions. Devil is sending to me at this time. You're going to say, I refuse to embrace. I refuse to accommodate. I refuse to agree with the distractions devil is sending to me at this time to stop me from praying enough. I refuse now. I reject them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, I reject distractions. I reject distractions. I refuse to embrace distractions that Satan is sending to me at this time to stop me from praying enough. I reject them. I cast them out of my life. In the name of Jesus, distractions coming from the enemy to stop me from praying enough. In this fasting season, I reject them. I cast them out of my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The last prayer point. Yeah, you know, fasting is like a fuel to prayers. Fasting is like a fuel to prayers. So fasting is to help your prayers become effective. So fasting is all about prayers. That is my point. It's not just about. It's not about going hungry. It's about prayers. So we add fasting to our prayers so that our prayers can carry fire and move mountains. So that the hindrances to our prayers can be dealt with, the hindrances of our flesh and distractions, and the weaknesses in us, so that fasting can burn up all those weaknesses. So fasting burns up all the weaknesses and pollution and the darkness of the flesh. Fasting burns them up to make our spirit connect with God very, very, very fast, and to make our prayers come out with power and authority. So that is what fasting does. So if you are fasting and you are not praying, you're just wasting your time. So fasting is about prayers, is for prayers, is because of prayers. We fast because of prayers. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, as I go through this fasting, give me more fire to pray more. Add more fire to my prayer altar. Add more strength to my prayer life. Let my prayer life receive more fire as I go on in this fasting. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, as I continue in this fasting, let more fire enter into my prayer life. Let more faith enter into my prayer life. Let more power, more authority enter into my prayer life. In the name of Jesus, as I continue in this fasting, Lord, begin to change me into a prayer warrior. Begin to change me into a prevailing prayer warrior. A prevailing prayer warrior. In the name of Jesus. Add more oil to my prayer life. More anointing to my prayer life as I continue in this fast. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We're going to stop here as I'll be praying for you now. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Oh Lord, we are so grateful for this time we have spent in your presence. Thank you, Lord, for the grace to pray the right kind of prayers in your presence. Thank you for how you have helped us to pray our hearts unto you. And thank you, Lord, for the things you have done tonight while we were praying. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for the lives of everyone here. Thank you, Lord, for great love you have for everyone. Thank you for great mercy you have for everyone. Great compassion you have for everyone. Oh Lord, be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, oh Lord, that according to your manifold grace, according according to your manifold blessings, begin to bless everyone here right now. In the name of Jesus, I ask, O Lord, that you touch your people right now. Touch your people right now. Thank you, Lord. Touch your people right now and begin to heal, begin to deliver, begin to revive, begin to restore, begin to empower, begin to elevate everyone right now in the name of Jesus. I ask, O Lord, that you move mightily in every life. Move mightily in their spirits, in their souls, in their bodies. Move mightily right now. Move mightily right now and begin to do great things. In the name of Jesus, every hindrance standing between you and God, I decree that they are destroyed right now. In the name of Jesus, every wall of darkness, every thick darkness, gross darkness standing between you and God to stop you from knowing God, to stop you from touching God, to stop you from experiencing God, I decree that the fire of God melt those darkness, that the fire of God consume such darkness. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that purity and holiness shall walk in your life, shall be real in your life, as it was real in the lives of the apostles, as it was real in the lives of the believers of old, even as it is real in my own life. I pray that purity and holiness shall be real in your life. It shall work in your life. It shall happen in your life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. Blessings beyond what you are asking for in this fasting season shall look for you, shall be poured out upon you like showers, like rain showers. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen.